I'm Yona Stamatis, your host of the NPR Illinois Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I am here in the studio today with Maestro Ken Lamb, music director and conductor of the orchestra. He is here for a brief discussion about the upcoming concert, the Two Titans Concert, that will take place this Saturday, January 27th, at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium on the University of Illinois Springfield campus. Now, in Greek mythology, the Titans were the 12 deities, the giants of incredible strength and knowledge that ruled the world once upon a time. Who are the Titans in this concert?
Oh, goodness. Well, we have two musical Titans, of course. Leonard Bernstein, who probably, arguably, is the most important American musician, composer, conductor of the 20th century. And, of course, Gustav Mahler, who also arguably one of the great symphonists of all time. And the title Titan, of course, came from the name that Mahler gave, the nickname that he gave to his very first symphony. And, but we kind of all know that the Titan that he's referring to in this symphony is none other than himself, as composers tend to do that.
So this first symphony by Mahler, originally a tone poem, also programmatic. Tell us a bit about this work.
Oh, gosh. It's meant to be programmatic. It started off with a little story. It's about the life of a titan, a hero. And it's about his youth and nature. It's about love. It's about the struggles he's had. It's about, in the end, victory over all the worldly struggles and attaining what I think in his symphony he called paradise. So there's this wonderful moment at the end when all the horn stands up and really sort of blast out a chorale, a really beautiful moment. And it's a huge work, and it's probably the biggest orchestra we're going to assemble on stage this season. Quadruple winds, I think 8 horns, 4 trumpets, and so we're going to try and put everyone on stage and squeeze them on somehow.
Tell us now about the Bernstein. This is another piece that's near and dear to my heart, this archetypal American composer, but of course referencing ancient Greek themes. Tell us about this.
Oh, my goodness. Serenade. You should tell us a little bit about it, because it's so, of course, you know, the work that Bernstein was referencing was Plato's Symposium. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, maybe you should tell us a little bit of your relationship with Plato and this piece.
Well, the Symposium clearly is a gathering of ancient Greek philosophers, and they're discussing love. What does it mean to love? And what I think is so interesting here about this piece is, again, it's not quite programmatic, but we almost witness musically the conversation of the philosophers. He sort of draws out and draws from one person's speech or one melody and draws it into the next movement and pulls it through.
Now, so, Yona, if I'm sure this piece would be new to the number of audience that we have. Do you think audience would need some sort of familiarity with the text to understand this piece?
That's very interesting. I think it depends what kind of an understanding you'd like to have of the piece. I think you can certainly just enjoy it for its musical aspects. I think Bernstein is incredibly approachable for an audience who's perhaps never even heard a concert, a live orchestra concert. But I think the more you know, the more you would understand about the piece. I'll turn that question around to you. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. Of course, the Serenade of Bernstein, it's really his violin concerto, isn't it?
Right.
It's written for Isaac Stern, who famously bowed a part and made fingerings on the part and is actually in the score, which is very interesting. And it's a work that Bernstein once described as his best work. Hmm. And if you think of the composer West Side Story, of On the Town, and all those great theater works, not to mention also the symphonies, The Age of Anxiety, and all Chichester Psalms. Amongst all those works, Bernstein said this was his best work.
That's now, quite a statement.
he used much more colorful language than that, but which I will not repeat here. But that is what he said, which is quite something. What is, I think, for me, one thing to latch on to is this theme that the piece opens with a solo violin, and she plays this beautiful, simple melody. And I think that is represents love. That is what the group is talking about and discussing. And throughout the piece, every philosopher talks about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you will see this little theme varied. And some philosophers highlight certain aspect of this theme and others other ones. Now, what is interesting, of course, is that for this concert, the ISO is pioneering a new, if you like, app that actually give you in real time commentary on the music as you listen to
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. Wow.
So I believe you can download the app and then switch it on during the concert. And, you know, people are going to say, people are going to ask, isn't this going to be distracting? But apparently the lighting, it's controlled so that it is actually a dark screen. So it's not going to glare in other people's faces. So you can very, subtly, and without intruding anyone, read, and we'll have somebody punch out the right description at the right moment in music so you can follow along.
That's a brilliant idea. And joining us in the studio today is Beth Wakefield, Director of Marketing of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. And Beth, you can tell us a bit more about this exciting new app.
I can. This weekend, we are introducing NQ, which is an app you can download and receive real-time program commentary. If you go to your Google Store or your iPhone App Store, you just look for NQ. You can download it. You can go to ilsymphony.org and receive some printouts, some downloadable instructions. And we'll also have people out in the lobby this weekend to help you with downloading the app.
Well, this is going to be quite a concert. Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a brief conversation with Maestro Ken Lam about the upcoming Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert, the Two Titans Concert, featuring two extraordinary works by Bernstein and Mahler, and featuring violin soloist Adele Anthony. That's this Saturday, January 27th at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium. For tickets and further information, visit ilsymphony.org. I'm Yona Stamatis.
And Ken Lam.
And we'll see you at the concert.